الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. أما بعد، شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله تعالى he mentioned as a base of مجموع الفتاوى، لابد للعبد من أوقات ينفرد فيه أو فيها بنفسه في دعائه وذكره وصلاته وتفكره ومحاسبته لنفسه وإصلاح قلبه. He said رحمه الله تعالى that it is a must and incumbent upon the servant that he finds moments and times and occasions that he dedicates to himself and he secludes himself and he does so for the purpose of his own personal du'a and for dhikr, and to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for his personal prayer, and to ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his signs, those that are universal and those that are inside of the text of the revelation. وَمُحَاسَبَتِهِ لِنَفْسِهِ And that he does so, bringing himself to account. وَإِصْلَاح قَلْبِهِ And he requires times of reflection, that he may bring about the rectification of his heart. And this is the goal of every single Muslim, that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a day when no amount of wealth will aid a person, or children that were strong, that aided you in the worldly life will not avail you that day. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ Except the one who met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart. And sadly is the case, that many of the hearts have become sick, and some of them are dead, and some of them are alive, and some of them are on their way out. And what is the indication that the servant has a heart that is alive? Is that his heart is from those that they are moved by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And from the greatest of reasons for the hearts to be revived and to be reminded of their reality when they have been overtaken by heedlessness, like he said subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ You've been overtaken by heedlessness due to your amassing and gathering of wealth and the joys and the desires of the worldly life. حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ And you will remain in such a state of heedlessness until you visit the graves. And Al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala, he stated in his tafsir, after the mention of Surah Al-Qari'ah, where he clarified subhanahu wa ta'ala the terrors of that day and how the accountability of the servants will take place, that the mountains will be turned to dust and only the one who came with deeds that were heavy upon the scale will be from those that will be pleased with what he sees. And the one who came with deeds that were light, meaning he didn't perform much, فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَ His final abode will be the blazing pit. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَ And what will let you know what is the blazing pit? نَارٌ حَامِيَ It is that fire that doesn't cease. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ Then he mentioned, رحمه الله تعالى, that after Allah he mentioned Al-Qari'ah, he mentioned that which will bring about Al-Qari'ah. Because Qari'ah is to be struck heavily with a piece of metal on your head. Al-Qari'ah is the striking of Qiyamah. And that's how he described its effect. What will cause you to be woken up is to be struck with the visitation of the graves. And he said something amazing, comparing the ghafla that we are in and that which we're returning to, which is our final abode in the hereafter. He said in the visitation of the grave, one visits the grave and he returns to his home. He says, but be in the side of this dunya like that visitor, that you have visited this barren wasteland that is the dunya, and know that where you are going to is to return back to your ultimate destination. And there's only one of two. You either return to your home in paradise or your home in the fire. And in visiting the graves in the worldly life and the remembrance of death is a destroyer of all lowly pleasures. That we realize quickly that accountability is with Allah. Every statement and every action, every dispute and every argument will be repeated in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and accountability will remain with Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. As for the maqabir, then they are the abode of the living, believe it or not. The graves are the abode of the living, those who are living the life of the barzakh, the life of the barrier. He said, Jalla Jalalu, that indeed is a statement that has been emitted from him. وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهَا لَا يَرْجِعُونَ. And it's a statement that has come from him subhanahu wa ta'ala, declaring that they, once they enter into the barzakh, the barrier, the grave, they will never return to the worldly life. But that is not the end. Rather, the servant is inside of the grave and he is alive with the life of the grave itself. And it's only the one who presented good deeds in front of his Lord upon the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one that obtained the reminder. Because he said to Jalla Jalalu, Kalla sawfa ta'alamun. Certainly you come to know what is the reality. Thumma kalla sawfa ta'alamun. Certainly for sure you come to know. Kalla la ta'alamuna ilman yaqeena. You will know with absolute certainty. And then he said, and what is that? Latarunna al-jaheem. That you will see the fire presented before you. As for the one who presented the fire before himself today, before accountability, and brought himself to account, and he remembered that there is not a soul إِلَا هُوَ وَارِدُهَا, except that he will be told and commanded to cross the fire over the bridge. Then he's the one that he took his desires, he took his opinions, and he cast them all to one side, and he submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Messenger. وَمَا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَى النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَى. As for the one who fears the standing of his Lord subhanahu, then he's the one, he casts his lowly desires to one side and he disregards them. وَهَذَا وَاللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ أَعْلَمُ وَصَلِّ لَهُمَّ وَسَلِّمَ وَبَارِكَ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ وَسَلِّمَ.